Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought, what you might need to buy next, and the real John Max. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Sally, to the real Sally Tamarkin. I texted Sally a few weeks ago about this topic. Probably at like an appropriate time either. Like it was probably like 4 a.m. or like whatever. But I was like, Sally, an episode soon, food opinions. And before we started recording, they said, I think I only have one opinion. I'm putting that at the top of the show just because I know.
So everyone knows opinions I'm a liar.
So that everyone knows that your opinion – that you only have one opinion is wrong. Because I imagine you have more than one opinion.
I think you're right. I even thought of an additional one between me telling you that and right now, which was about 40 seconds ago.
So I'm going to kick off today's show by asking you, Sally, what is your one opinion, your one food opinion?
Well,
the only one you have, as you stated.
Okay, let me just clarify.
Now we're walking it back. We are already walking it back. Okay. Please, sure. Clarify.
I want to clarify that what you actually said, Caroline, when you texted me,
yes,
was really more about what are the things that you buy that you insist on buying and won't accept substitutes for them.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So it wasn't – I just want to be clear that I wasn't trying to say I have one opinion about food. Right.
No. Of course.
Okay. So my one opinion about this is that the one thing that I – well, two, really. There are two things I insist on and I will not accept substitutes. One is coffee.
Okay.
Only like dark roast coffee, which –
Can you tell?
Yes. And it makes me – this is like saying like, oh, I don't like Tropicana orange juice. I only like generic store brand orange juice. Like no one – like it is very not like chic or cool to like dark roast. And that is not like a brag. That is me just admitting that my taste in coffee is very pedestrian because nowadays it's very like hip to like light roasted coffee. And I do not like it. I don't think it tastes good. People are like,
interesting.
This coffee has notes of citrus and honey and berries. And those are not tasting notes I want in my coffee.
You want your coffee to taste like coffee.
I want it to have tasting notes of like chocolate and like wood and
masculine,
you know,
coffee.
But I want masculine butch coffee. So that's one thing. And I'm not like, I do have brands that I prefer. But if it's dark roast, I'll drink it. If it's light roast and there are no other options, I'll drink it because otherwise I'll get a headache. But I do avoid it
out of necessity.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've said this before, but what is your coffee of choice? brand.
Okay, my favorite coffee is from a coffee shop in Connecticut called Willoughby's, and they're a coffee shop and also they roast their own beans. And I used to order that and get it like shipped to us, but it started to get really expensive, I think because of the pandemic and like supply chain stuff. So I switched over to this place called SF Bay. It's called San Francisco Bay Coffee Company. And they do a dark roast and they sell it in humongous amounts. And so it's just more cost effective to do that. So that's what I get. I haven't really found a local place that does dark roast that I like, because a lot of coffee shops now only do this like light roast shit because it's like in vogue. So that's why I'm doing the environmentally questionable thing of ordering it from far away.
Okay, because that is your taste preference.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I like to do things that are bad for the earth whenever I can.
Famously hates the earth.
Hate
earth. And you always say, what's that thing you always say? You say, climate change isn't real. That's right. Always that you're always saying that.
I say, prove it. I say, you want to hear an inconvenient truth? Yeah. I got an inconvenient truth for you. Climate change isn't real. Otherwise, why does it get cold in winter?
Cold in the winter. Exactly.
Checkmate.
You're always asking about that. And you know what? I still don't know. And I'm starting to think you and I will go to the end of the earth because it's flat. And we will talk about that.
We'll walk all the way across this flat earth.
I have such a hard time believing that when we get down to the nitty gritty of food and preference and opinion about, you know, what condiments belong and what kinds of food. And like, you know, I thought of something while you were talking about like light roast you'll have if you have to. Mm-hmm. But dark roast is your preference. I started thinking about ketchup. And like one, as you do when you talk about coffee,
right?
But like one of my food opinions, right, is that like Heinz ketchup is it,
right?
And I can taste, you can taste when you're not having Heinz ketchup, and I don't like it, and I don't, you know,
you don't like Heinz?
No. I don't like anything that isn't.
You only like Heinz? Okay, yeah.
Heinz has the monopoly on ketchup, both in general and for me.
Yeah,
but like, how do you feel about ketchup?
Here's the thing, Caroline, about me.
They're just going to lean in now and just say they don't care about any
I'm just going to reject the entire premise. I have preferences for myself, for sure. But yeah. But when people are like, what's the best brand? Or like, is it okay to put ketchup? Like, which is okay to put on your fries? Ketchup or mayonnaise? Is it okay to have pineapple on pizza? Like, that whole thing. I know it's just for fun, but I find it like completely boring. So I
agree with you. I don't care what anyone else does, but I do what you do.
Great.
I want to know your preference.
Okay. So I'm just
live and let live, but I want to know how you live.
Okay. I just want to say that's why I tend to be like, I don't know. I don't have food opinions because I don't like when it's like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Discuss. And it's like, this was invented by internet and podcasts, and I'm not going to engage.
No, I don't like that. I want to know your preferences and opinions that are like widely held for you.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I feel like Heinz ketchup is like the canonical ketchup,
right?
And but I won't not have
spelled
other
with
ketchup
a K.
Spelled with a K,
of course.
I won't like not have other ketchup if it's all that is available, but I definitely prefer Heinz.
Do you put ketchup on hot dogs if you're having a hot dog?
Yes,
me too. And people get really mad about that.
I do ketchup and I think mustard. I haven't had a hot dog in like a very long time, so I'm actually not 100% sure, but I think I do ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup and mustard, I consider hot dogs and tortilla chips are similar to me in that they are vehicles for condiments. So like, I like a relish.
I
like
a
mustard. Mm-hmm. I love a ketchup. But yeah, when I say food opinions, I just mean yours. My food opinions are strong, but they don't leave me. Like you want. Like my opinions are like, for me, I guess. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, that's great. I love that.
I would never comment on how someone else is eating or what they're eating. But like, I guess if it was like, oh, I'm at this place and I want ketchup and the ketchup isn't Heinz, I'm personally upset for me.
Right. But you're not out here trying to get a tweet to go off being like,
yeah, be like, at pineapple McDonald's,
on pizza,
like,
is gross.
Oh, and it's like, yeah, no. No, I think pineapple on pizza is great. I just happen to be allergic. So another opinion is that I'm allergic to pineapple and therefore I can't have it. And that's a great opinion.
Your opinion about pineapple is allergy.
Yeah, exactly. Allergy. Yeah. It came up, my idea for talking about this because friend of the pod, my friend Sam, sent me this condiment called like Arizona Heat. It's like it's like kind of a mustardy, but like thick kind of ketchup. It's got like it has the look of like a Burger King special sauce. It's like a few different condiments mixed together to make a thing. But she was like, I order it like from the internet because you can't find it anywhere. You know, there's like those specialty condiments, and she's of the wide held belief that like every food she's ever eaten tastes better with this on it. And I kind of thought, like, I love hearing about people's food opinions and food preferences, especially if it's stuff that, you know, like, oh, this one type of potato chips is amazing. You can only get it, like, if you knock three times at the bridge and, like, right. Answer a riddle.
Those are fun. Yeah.
So this is called like Coop's Arizona Heat Mustard. They sell it on Amazon in like a 4-pack. So you're basically buying your lifetime supply of Arizona Heat Coop's mustard. But I love stuff like that. I love like a new condiment. But as much as I love it, I'm also like, if you give me anything other than Heinz ketchup, I will like call the police. So
sure. 911.
911. And what else was 911 invented for? Another weird food thing for me is that I actually I love sushi and have never really engaged in soy sauce. And when people get very upset when they watch me eat sushi because they're like, how do you eat it so dry?
Oh, because you don't use the soy sauce.
Because I don't use soy sauce. I don't know. I just don't. But I love like – I like over dip. You know, I'm an over
– Understood. Yeah.
But when it comes to soy sauce, you know, I want my sushi naked.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Everyone's – you're right about the mayo. Like, is mayo good or bad? Like, oh, let's fight about it. I don't love, but my opinion is mayo is good.
Yeah, you know, I used to hate mayo. And
you did?
I did until like – I'm still sort of like skeptical of it. But Andrea made me a sandwich with a little bit of – or I think I had a bite of her sandwich and it had – some mayo on it. And I was like, oh my God, this is a whole new thing. Cause usually I'm a brown mustard.
Yeah.
What is this? This
yeah. Oh, you're condiment. Like a Golden's brown mustard.
Yeah.
They. Yeah.
So
you're a mustard they.
I'm a mustard they. But so now in like, I would say like limited circumstances, I will enjoy mayo, but it's okay. Weird. It's one of those things that it does. It is sort of gross to me still, but sometimes is really good too. I don't know how to explain. And I recently bought like we needed more mayo, and I forgot I was at like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or someplace that like doesn't have like a lot of mainstream brands,
like a Hellman's.
Yeah. So I brought back whatever I can't remember if it was Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, and Andrea was just like no. Just no. N-O. No.
Was it because it was like avocado oil, like not no, real it was egg? Like,
just because it
mayo.
Wasn't Hellman's.
Oh, okay. So she's like me with the Heinz.
Yeah. And she also feels that way about soy sauce, like which I can totally detect the – when you get a like Trader Joe's soy sauce, like I Kikkoman or bust. Oh, but you wouldn't know about that because you're not a soy sauce girly.
Well, I do. I mean, okay, tell me more about this. I know Kikkoman or bust because, you know, I'm just a person in the world and I know things, but
sure.
But you're right. If you made me do a soy sauce test between like a little Trader Joe's sort of like white label packet and like a Kikkoman bottle, I wouldn't be able to tell you. So what is it that you like? I could tell you that Heinz has the exact right amount of sugar in it. There are some ketchups that are absolutely too sweet, and then there are some that are like this is just tomato.
I know exactly. So
What is it when you taste a non-Kikkoman soy sauce?
You know, I actually can't put my finger on it. And I actually think that what it is that I think it's just one of those products that if you grew up like with your parents, like shopping at the Stop and Shop or whatever the mainstream grocery store is, mm-hmm. That's just like what you're used to. And that's like the only thing. Also, I feel like when you go to Japanese restaurants, that's the brand they use as well.
Yep.
And so it just doesn't, I can't even put my finger on what it is. It just doesn't taste the way I like need it to taste based on what I'm used to.
Okay.
But I know what you're saying about with ketchup, it's different. I know what you mean about the Heinz. You can like identify it's like this is a little sweet, but not too sweet, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But
McDonald's
it is a similar.
Is too sugary. They have their ketchup's too sugary.
Oh, they do? What? I don't even
know. As a real sweet tooth head, for me to be like, your ketchup has too much sugar in it feels like a societal betrayal, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. But if you like sweets, I can see you not wanting like
a really
sweet
sugary
ketchup.
Tomato. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting about the soy sauce. Cause that's a blind item for me. I don't even know that I would know because I don't even
know,
prefer it. Mm-hmm. What about pickles? Are you a classic dill? Are you a bread and butter? Are you a half sour? Where do you fall on the pickle spectrum? God, are you the person that doesn't want your pickle?
No, I'm the person that wants the person's pickle that isn't having their pickle.
Yeah, me too. Are you going to have your pickle, girl?
Totally. The only pickle I don't like is a half sour because I think it's too cucumbery. I like
not to rag on your own opinion, but now we've gotten into the territory
now
where your opinions are wrong.
Yeah, now it's fighting words.
You think it's too cucumbery? Okay,
it's too cucumbery. I like a full sour. I like a dill. I like a bread and butter. I mean. There's almost no pickle that mm-hmm. I wouldn't like, but I mm-hmm. do not like half sour.
Interesting. That's really interesting to me.
It doesn't taste pickly enough. What about you? What's your favorite?
I'm an equal opportunity employer of pickles. I can't remember if I've ever told this story on an episode before, even one not with you, but that my parents, you know, have a baby book for each of us. And, mm-hmm. you know, the one that they have for me was one that was like sort of store bought with like prompts. Mm-hmm. And my mom kind of like got, you know, it's like the last thing you have time for in a child's first 3 years of life, especially if it's your first child, is like filling out a book. Like, I feel like you're either like parenting or like taking a break from parenting.
Yeah,
sleep.
you have like lack of sleep induced.
Yeah, or you're like working
mania yeah, or something.
Exactly. So, but there is a page that's just like all the things I like, my favorite words, my favorite people. Like, aww. And the only thing on that page is like I like pickles, and that's it. And it's just me, and I like pickles.
That's so cute.
More than I like sugar, I like salt. So even from a
me
young
too.
Age,
me too.
Salami and pickles were like my favorite foods, and I was like, you know, one. But I have recently gotten into my – I was always a – weirdly a Vlasic kosher dill spear.
Sure.
Maniac and loved – like just bought the jars that were like huge, you know, like that they bought like almost Costco-sized jars of pickles.
Yeah.
And I was just buying them up. And then – lately, the taste buds have turned and I am in my bread and butter era.
I do. I know. I recently got into bread and butter pickles too. I don't think
really?
I really. Yeah. Like I got really into putting them on sandwiches.
Yes.
I don't know. I've only bought them sliced. I guess I've never had one, like a whole bread and butter one, but they're really good. I don't like some brands. Like we bought the Whole Foods brand recently. I really didn't like them, but the Trader Joe's ones are really good.
I'll also recommend Mount Olive if you see a Mount Olive brand. I actually don't think I've ever seen a full-sized bread and butter, and I wonder if that's because they're literally meant for bread. They're meant for
sandwiches,
maybe
that's
and that's
the
why
thing.
They're
yeah.
called that. But I literally like Sometimes I just have, I like a little bit of a crunch with my lunch, a crunch with my lunch. Hire me for your copywriting needs.
Yeah.
And I will just like spoon big, like a big like pile of pickles on the side of my plate.
Love it.
And I've been into bread and butter lately. I always order extra pickles on the side of everything I order. Like there was a diner in town growing up that would bring you pickles and coleslaw the second you sat down.
Listen, that is the best
Where
thing.
Where did that go?
About a good
that at
deli.
Every restaurant. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know where that went? I live in LA now. That's where that went.
That's where that went.
That's still on the East Coast. Okay.
So good. God,
I love a Jewish deli. I think that's why I was surprised that you weren't really into half sours, because half sour is the mascot pickle of a Jewish deli.
It's true. That and lox are the two things that I don't like that are weird because I am a Jew.
Interesting. What is it about lox?
The taste. I don't know.
There you go. Okay. Well, I mean, that's sort of the, and the buck stops there.
And the buck stops there. Yeah. I can't get into it.
But you love a pastrami. You love a rye. I don't like rye bread. So again, I forget about it.
Yeah, I love a rye bread. For my birthday 2 years ago, we ordered, it was still like the pandemic. I mean, I personally believe it's still the pandemic, but it was really still the pandemic 2 years ago.
Yes.
And, we got a takeout from this place called Famous 4th Street Deli, which is this fucking amazing deli in Philly. And Andrea decorated our living room like a deli. She printed out photos of like Jewish celebrities and like signed them.
Oh my gosh.
And she got like, she put like a tablecloth, like a deli tablecloth, and she got these like headbands that had bagels with like lox and capers on. That was amazing.
I am so stealing that for my birthday this year.
So good.
I want to throw a deli themed birthday party at my house.
It's the best. It's the best. It's like, I think my favorite meal on earth that I would always want to have over anything else is matzo ball soup.
Yep.
A turkey sandwich on rye.
Yep.
Coleslaw, pickles.
Yep. Oh, so
it doesn't
good.
Get any better than that.
It really doesn't. And I would even say sometimes then they're like, you want French fries or for $2.95 more, you can sub for latkes. And I'm like, yeah, I want a latke.
What do you do? Not get the latkes. Give me a break.
What do you do? Are you an applesauce or sour cream or both?
Both.
Yeah, both for sure. Want a deli themed birthday party, like those kids who love CVS want CVS themed birthday parties.
Oh my God,
remember
yes.
when all those things would go viral on BuzzFeed? And it's like, my child like loves CVS. So we did a CVS themed birthday party where, like, I don't know, they did like pin the receipt on the whatever the cash register
so good.
Game.
Yeah.
I would love just to put like a Sardi's type signed headshots of like Mandy Patinkin up in my house while I get to eat lox and bagels and capers and onions, and that's the best. So good.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Andrea did Paul Newman.
Great.
A
mainstay.
Elliot Gould.
And who doesn't love Elliot Gould?
He used to be a heartthrob, dude. Did you know that?
He still is for some of us, okay?
Excuse me. Sorry. And I can't remember.
I did know that, though. Big honey.
I can't remember who else. And she got, like, the good thing about the year 2023, or this was 2020, I guess, 2021, is that, like, if you want something online, if you're like, you know what would be cool would be, like, a tablecloth with like a fake diner menu printed like all over it. Like you can get that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm really inspired now.
Yeah.
This is kind of all I want. And are you like a, what do they call it? My father-in-law would, he like had a name for it.
An egg cream?
Okay, an egg cream. It's an egg cream.
Yeah, I don't go that far.
I know.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't veer into beverages.
I'm not really a – yeah, I'm not a big like – beverage-wise, I usually want like a seltzer or a coffee, occasionally a Coca-Cola.
I think I like a Coca-Cola with – I'm a Diet Pepsi girl through and
Interesting.
Through. But Interesting. There's many right times and right places for drinking Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a solid Coke. Oh, and yeah. I'm not afraid of just regular Coke. I'm not afraid of Coke. I do so much Coke.
I'm not afraid of Coke either.
we're Coke heads, so just everyone knows. Yeah, that's what they all call us. They're like, oh wow, they're just such Coke heads, and we're like,
such Coca-Cola heads.
We're Coca-Cola heads. We're cola heads. Yeah,
yeah, cola heads.
But I think Chinese food, Mexican food, and Jewish jelly food is like the perfect time for an ice cold full sugar Coca-Cola. Fountain, if we can
Fountain is what's up.
Yeah, like, where's your opinion on fountain soda?
I think I like fountain soda or canned soda.
Okay, interesting.
Most of the time I drink soda, it's when I'm like not feeling well, to like settle my stomach. Or I think I'm getting a migraine and I want to have caffeine.
Uh-huh. Oh, caffeine helps?
It helps, not for everyone, but it can help when you're getting a migraine.
Okay.
It depends on the kind of migraines you get and like why. But for me, yes, definitely.
Okay.
In fact, like Excedrin migraine has caffeine in it for that reason.
Oh, interesting. It does not help me. But I guess that's what they say about people being different. You know,
they diversity
is really important in that way.
I thought of another food opinion I have.
Oh, look at them all coming out of the woodwork. All
they're
the
all
food
coming
opinions.
Out.
Tell me more.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
First of all, I do not like peanut butter with sugar in it. I think it's like, it tastes to me like a totally different. It's like when you go to McDonald's and you get orange drink. It's great.
But it's not orange juice.
Yeah. It's its own thing. And that's how I feel about like Skippy and like Jif and stuff.
Jif.
But I do need peanut butter to have salt. And there's a lot of and there's a lot of peanut butter that I just don't think is that good. Like, I really like Trader Joe's brand peanut butter. I think it's really good.
Mm.
And then other than that, I really like Santa Cruz. That's another one I like.
Okay.
And then like it gets dicey from there. It's really hard to find. I personally think it's hard to find good peanut butter. The
creamy
best,
or crunchy?
I prefer crunchy, but I don't really care that much.
Okay. I wonder, see, I grew up in a Skippy family.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of decided for me at a young age that that's what peanut butter tastes like to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you grow up in a sort of more like we buy the organic? The thing about the organic-y kind of peanut butter vibe is that there's so many preservatives in the Skippy and the Jif or the Gif. No, it's Jif. I'm not trying to have that. I wasn't trying to make a joke. I literally in that moment was like, I actually don't remember where the pronunciation is. When the peanut oil rises to the top, that does sort of give me a little gurgle that
it's
I don't love.
A bit of
love.
A buzzkill.
But I understand that the reason why it doesn't happen in Skippy and Jif is because of all of those preservatives and the au naturel of the Whole Foods peanut butter or whatever is why that happens. But like, did you grow up in a family with not eating Skippy and Jif? And is that why?
No. I grew up in a like – we weren't getting like salt-free organic stuff when I was growing up. But we weren't a huge peanut butter family. It was – we were more of a like for sandwiches, there would be like tuna fish or like turkey or bologna. We just weren't like a big peanut butter and jelly family. So I feel like I kind of really discovered peanut butter more as an adult. And I just don't like when it's sweet. I don't really have a sweet tooth. I really have more of a salt tooth. There needs to be a better word for having a salt tooth, because I just don't think it sounds
like salt head.
Salt head.
Salt I'm more head of a salt or sweet head. Tooth. Yeah.
So yeah,
that's
I just
so
don't like sweet peanut butter. The best here's an opinion. Here's an opinion.
That's why I wanted you to state on the record in the beginning of the show that you
like, don't have any.
I have one opinion.
Opinion 97.
That. Yeah.
Cashew butter, but only the kind that Trader Joe's makes, which RIP, I think they might have discontinued it. It was so good. It was like it had some kind of oil in it, like palm oil or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And otherwise just had salt, and it was like the most delicious nut butter I've ever had in my whole life.
And they discontinued it?
I think they might have. I haven't seen it at a Trader Joe's since like the pandemic or before the pandemic.
No.
I know. It's That's a hard one. That one's a toughie.
Sometimes Trader Joe's discontinues things and it feels like a personal affront to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I'm going to get through it. I've never Googled it to see, but I'm going to see if it's
cashew butter. I've actually really never tried other nut butters because I barely eat peanut butter as is, but that's kind of like where the buck stops for me. Just in terms of like the variety of food I eat has not ever really lent itself to being more of like a butter face.
I'm more of a butter face.
You're a butter face.
I'm a butt they face.
You know, a thing I learned recently about condiments is that, did you know that like wasabi, like what we know as wasabi is just like green food color and horseradish?
I did know
everyone
that
knew
at
this
some
but
point,
me.
But
everyone
I think I forgot it.
Me. Well, now you're remembering. Everyone knows this but me.
it's wild because we grew up with red horseradish, which I learned like extremely recently. That's just, it's colored with beet juice.
Oh, like for Passover, red horseradish. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
By the way, there seems someone on Reddit has found a dupe for Trader Joe's cashew butter, which in fact has been discontinued.
There you go. Now you know where to go. What is it?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we have this store Price Right. Have you heard of this? Price Right?
Price Right, I have, but it's definitely regional. Okay, I'm going to look it up and where you can get it. This is actually, I would love to have like a good food dupes conversation with the community because I bet there's a lot out there. Well, okay, Price Right, Marketplace, find a store. Okay, oh, there's one in Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh, I can maybe like have my parents go to Danbury.
I'm thinking that in your travel, I know, don't you go to Connecticut for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's true. I could drive through.
Also, you know who lives really close to Danbury? Trish and Brian. And they will
Brian,
go.
If you're listening.
We need you to make a little quick stop.
Oh, yeah. There's one in Bridgeport. That's totally on
the way.
Yeah,
there's one in Bridgeport. There's one in Massachusetts. Okay, so at least and there's one in New Britain, which I think is kind of.
Yeah, no, that's north.
That's too north. Yeah. Well, we're in the right place. There's one in Reading, Pennsylvania. There's
Hamden. That's right near my parents. Okay, that's good. Oh my God. This is great.
Actually, this whole time, Sally's family has lived inside of the Price Right, and no one knew.
And I'm only finding out now, which is so weird. Wait,
put this on your list for like 6 months from now.
No, this
you
is
can
actually
go find the dupe. That's really exciting.
This is actually so close that I think I could just ask my mom to go there next time she's going to Hamden, which is
that's
huge.
Exciting.
This is huge, everyone. This is a real
you're witnessing
this
dupe
live, except not live when you hear it, but it's live for you, Caroline.
it's live for me. I'm witnessing it live. You know, and this is why you keep an open mind about your closed opinions, about your closed-minded opinions about food, because you never know when you're going to run into a cashew butter dupe.
You're so right.
I would love you to report back because I bet you're not the only one who misses that cashew butter.
I don't think I am either because it was delish. It's roasted and salted cashew butter. And I'm looking at our Trader Joe's and they are confirming that it's been discontinued. But I'm very hopeful about this dupe, which people on this thread are saying is indistinguishable from the Trader Joe's kind.
Amazing. That's important.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
One of my favorite condiments that I can never really, that feels regional to me is the Sorry,
like, is the buffering?
Yeah, I was like, no, it was like, I was like trying to get it to show up on my screen and it wouldn't. But you know the hot mustard packets that come with Chinese takeout?
Yeah.
Like there's the duck sauce and the hot mustard. Those hot mustard packets to me was like a thrill as a child. I would open them up and like do a little tear. And then I would squeeze a little tiny
just
bit
into my
mouth.
Just squeeze them right into the old mouth,
with
huh?
With the crunchies. As Steve from Sex and the City calls them, the crunchies. Which is my friend. Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
Miranda.
Oh, my God. You do such a good Steve. He goes, oh, I love the crunch.
Does that guy talk like that, or is that like a Steve affectation?
I don't know, but I'm like obsessed with whatever it is. But my friend Kareen and I are always like, oh, Steve, the quangies. And and so that's what I would do. I'd take a little bit of them and it would just like wake up a dead man, that mustard. And
yeah,
I noticed,
that stuff is no joke. I'm not like a spice head, so I don't like hot stuff.
I like it, but I want to be in control of it. So like, that's kind of when I start saying like, give me all the mild, you know, stuff, but I want to dip and add at my own leisure, because
I see,
especially when you're going to like a Chinese restaurant or a hot pot or a Szechuan place, you know, a white person's opinion of mild, medium and hot is like literally not the same as anyone else's interpretation of mild, medium, or hot. And I learned that once at a hot pot place where we were like, yeah, we'll do mild or like medium. And like my version of medium is there like super, super hot. And meanwhile, like everyone around us is like eating the same exact thing with a complete poker face. And I was like,
your face was like melting off.
Yeah. I was literally like wiping my face with a towel and crying. But that actually, I watched a viral video the other day from Recess Therapy. I don't know. Do you follow Recess Therapy?
Mm-mm.
That would be my no cost recommendation this week. Recess Therapy is a wonderful sort of like Instagram talk show. This guy, Julian, interviews kids. It's very like kids say the darndest things.
Okay.
Essentially, it started out as like he's in the park and he interviews all these kids and asks them questions about life and stuff. And they all have really cute answers. And now he like will just announce like what park he's going to, and kids and like parents like bring their kids.
That's incredible.
Really sweet, adorable videos. He's so good with children. It's just like a very nice vibe.
Precious.
And they did a recent episode where they had a kid who was like, I love spicy food. Like, no food. It was like a 6-year-old girl. She was like, no food's too hot for me. And so they like did like a taste test, and they poured ghost pepper dip or like sauce into like one of those little cardboard like takeaway containers for like fries.
Oh, yeah.
And she tasted one with a chip. And Julian, the host, was like, this is so hot. And she is not batting an eye. And she wordlessly gets the bottle, pours more into the container, and then lifts it to her face and drinks it like a soup. And
no.
Like, is like, it's good. She's like, it's not that spicy. And, you know, everyone's taste buds are different, but something happened to this child at a young age where she does not have like the ability to like, she was drinking ghost pepper sauce.
Holy
6 years
shit.
Old. Do you like, have you gotten on the kind of recent white people bandwagon of discovering, and I put that in big quotes, like chili crisp?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my gosh. It's like, it's like chili crisp. So that's kind of how it's, you know, it's, if you're not a spicy head, you might be missing that.
I do not. No okay. Part of my body can handle spicy food. I would have to go to the hospital.
If you get a salad, at sort of just your average American eatery, you know, you got your, we have honey mustard. What kind of dressings do you have? Ranch, blue cheese, honey mustard.
Sure.
What dressing are you getting?
Okay. Great question.
Thank you.
Amazing question. When I was growing up, I was obsessed with Thousand Island. Obsessed. Which I think is the same as Russian, but I'm not positive.
Love Thousand Island.
Nowadays, usually a vinaigrette type of thing. Usually vinaigrette. I don't really like creamy dressings. I like something that has like a little bit of I don't really like a fruity dressing. I don't like that, like a raspberry vinaigrette. I don't really like.
Okay.
So usually something in the vinaigrette family.
Do you like something with like a little bit more like opacity? Is that how you say it? When it's less oil and more cream?
No. I don't like creamy dressing. I don't like creamy.
Thousand Island is pretty creamy.
I know. I loved it growing up, but as an adult,
You don't like it. Okay.
No. Obsessed with it growing up.
Obsessed. Where would you put it on salad? Would you also put it like on a chicken sandwich?
No, just salads. But we used to go to this place called Chuck's Steakhouse. It was like
Chuck's Steakhouse. We used to go to Chuck's Steakhouse.
You know Chuck's? That's right, because we're kind of from the same. So,
one did you go to?
We went to one in.
That was where we did all of our birthday dinners.
Same.
Oh my God!
I think it was maybe in Milford when I was growing up.
We did the one next to the Danbury Mall.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing.
And they had a salad bar.
They had a salad bar. And here's what I used to get. I would get chicken teriyaki with a baked potato.
Hell yeah.
We could get one Coke at dinner.
Yes. No refills.
No refills. And you would get the salad bar. And they had these like marinated green beans that were like marinated in like vinegar. They were so good. So I used to
a pickled green bean.
Yeah, I used to go to the salad bar and I would like pile it with like, it was like a salad, but like a lot of those green beans and then like croutons and Thousand Island dressing. And I was like, this is the best meal I've ever had. I'll never eat food this good ever again for the rest of my life.
Yep.
And the chicken teriyaki would come and the baked potato in the tin foil. And it was like heaven, period.
Oh my gosh, I love Chuck's Steakhouse. That is so cool. We have that. And I was also, I loved it because of the salad bar. I felt in control of my destiny, but I also felt like I was at the fanciest restaurant in the world and, you know, sneeze guard be damned.
Oh God. So good.
What I remember
I love
about
that
the salad
you know about
bar
Chuck's Steakhouse.
Was the bacon bits. That was going on. I loved blue cheese dressing and bacon bits. I was like a real salty, funky food kind of eater. But yeah, I love Chuck's. And one time, one of my biggest childhood memories at Chuck's Steakhouse was trying to order chicken nuggets, but I kept saying chicken McNuggets. And my dad was like, it's not McNuggets.
That's so cute.
And I was like, no, chicken McNuggets. And he was like, chicken nuggets. And I was like, chicken McNuggets. It was like, who's on first? My dad was like, we're not at McDonald's.
That is so cute.
But I love Chuck's. Chuck's is like the what I think was interesting about Chuck's, or what I remember it as, was like, you know, your typical American steakhouse experience that a middle class family could enjoy. This was not like $300 bottles of wine and the best cut of beef you've ever tasted, but you were getting like French fries and mashed potatoes and bacon bits.
Oh my God, Caroline, the one in Danbury is still there.
Oh, I know. Because joke with my family all the time. I'm like, can we go to Chuck's? And they're like, haha. And I'm like, I'm not kidding.
I'm going there.
Let's go. Let's have like a podcast dinner at Chuck's Steakhouse.
Can we
over
do
the
that?
Holidays? Yeah. When we're all home, maybe we'll go like, yeah, we should, because I'll be in New York for the holidays. In six
I hope they
months.
Have merch, because I also want to get merch.
Oh, I hope they do. ChuckSteakhouse.com. They have one in? Okay. Well, they have their own. I'm surprised they even have a website, honestly. Okay, like at the bottom, it's like, but we are the original and we are still the best. And okay, welcome to Chuck's Steakhouse. I just got to read this for everybody. The salad bar was the thing for everyone.
Many have tried to copy the Chuck's Steakhouse and salad bar concept over the years. Most have met with varying degrees of success. Famously, salad bars, steakhouses with salad bars, famously not very successful in American restaurants.
And not if you're asking me. Most successful place. And that, guess what? Like we said, my opinion, it's like a self-held opinion. Yeah, they say many have tried to copy the Chuck's Steakhouse and salad bar concept over the years. Most have met with varying degrees of – someone needs a copy editor, I will say. But we are the original and we are still the best. A threatening end of the so threatening. Chuck Stanghouse. They, if you are living in Massachusetts, Connecticut, wait, California? There's one in Santa Barbara?
There's one in Oahu, too.
All right, well, we'll go there. That will be our offsite.
Do you
think
that
the Big Island?
I really hope they still have the salad bar. That's like a huge.
I think that is the selling point of a
Chuck's. It's the thing. Yeah,
I think it's the thing. I'm looking at the menu for dinner. Say if I was Chuck's of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they still have the salad bar.
Oh my God.
I think they might have, you know, salad bars might have been. I did worry, you know, at the height of the pandemic, what would happen to buffets.
Yeah. I have to say that, like, when I think about it now, it's not amazingly appetizing to me. But no, I would take the risk for Chuck's.
You kind of have to just put your blinders on and not think about it.
Yeah.
You really do. There's something so enjoyable about a buffet and a salad bar that you just have to. You have to do a mind over matter situation. You can't think about it too hard.
Yeah, that's a good call. You just sort of have to know that, like, denial is healthy sometimes.
Man, you know, for someone who thought they didn't have that many opinions or thoughts about food, you sure did have many, Sally.
Here I am with all my opinions. I came on here and I said I wasn't an opinion-having person, and it turned out that was a lie.
It's okay to have an opinion, but my opinion is also, you know, you do you. But if someone's asking me, here's what I'd say.
Right, totally. Yeah.
Before we end the episode, a few more kind of fire rounds of questions for you. The sides are regular French fries, or you can sub for a reasonable amount of money that would not break the bank for you. You can sub for onion rings, sweet potato fries, or curly fries.
The only one that I'm thinking about is curly fries, but I'm going to say it depends on the place, because some places, like, their fries aren't that good. But if it's a place with, like, dope fries, like, yeah, no, I'm not subbing anything out. But if I am going to, it's the curly fries.
Okay,
no,
it's the curly fries.
No sub.
Okay, got it. You're out to brunch, or like a brunch-esque meal with friends, and are you getting a pancake for the table and everyone else gets their own entree? Everyone gets an entree and then there's one pancake for the table.
Yeah,
for everyone to pick
that sounds
at.
Good.
Okay. Do you usually go, when you're at like a brunch situation, do you usually get breakfast? Do you usually get lunch?
Breakfast.
Okay, interesting. I'm lunch.
Okay. I'm not sure that that's true, but I think it is.
Someone is going to see you at brunch eating a sandwich.
Just
and
call me a liar.
Cancellation is coming.
I guess.
And we are going to hold you accountable.
I'm gonna go down fighting.
Do you usually order dessert at a restaurant? And what do you usually get? Will you get the chocolate lava cake, or will you get like the vanilla ice cream with like apple tart?
I'm not really a dessert person, which I know is like,
okay,
like saying polarizing. When I see little animals in the street, I try to run them over, but that's just my truth.
I would rather have more appetizers and not dessert.
Me too. I just,
dessert.
Again, if like dessert, if you could give me like something for my salt tooth, that's the thing that I want.
And then my last question would be, and I will answer this too, a food that everyone seems to like and hold in high regard that you aren't into.
Well, this
and if
is
you
like,
want, I was gonna say, if you want, I can give you mine while you're figuring it out.
This is like a little bit of a cop out because I don't eat shellfish. But
okay.
Even if I did eat shellfish, I don't think I would go near an oyster. Like it is a thing that people love and enjoy that I find just so incredibly off-putting.
Yeah.
But people love them.
I love them.
You're an oyster head.
I'm an oyster head. Mine, similarly though, is a lobster roll. Once I ordered a lobster roll, just it was like, everyone's getting this lobster roll. It's like amazing.
Yeah.
You get butter on it. And I got it and I was like, really? Really? Really?
Yeah, I really.
But I love oysters, so I understand.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. I grew up not eating shellfish, and so it feels very, it feels really unappetizing to me because it's never been like food to me. I think that's part of it.
Sure. I had my first escargot the other night, which I was excited about.
What not, the hell was that you. Like? I'm a very unadventurous eater. I have to tell you, like, I'm okay. very like, I want if the closer something is to like a plain boiled piece of cardboard, like, sure. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. It's boring, and people
no,
eat really
your
good food. But
food opinion, I get it.
That's how I'm living.
You know, I love oysters, and it, so it was like, okay, it makes sense that, you know, I would. It's a. Again, you're not going to like it because you're not into shellfish, but like if you love mussels and clams and oysters, but you think escargot is a bridge too far, I have to tell you, it is literally the exact same texture, and it's presented in, it's like in a boiling thing of butter and garlic, which, you know, oh, can't really say no bad. To that.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I got, and I like calamari also. Weirdly, I love shellfish, but like don't actually love, like I don't ever really order like the sea bass or the cod, but I yeah. really like a shellfish situation. You know, it's funny because I think that like Brussels sprouts are like when cooked like well are so good, mm-hmm. but things like tofu and Brussels sprouts and escargot were often those placeholder foods in movies when we were kids that were like the ultimate like disgusting food. And I think
yeah.
as an adult,
yeah,
sometimes
totally.
You have to like, you kind of are like, even without knowing anything about this food, we were just sort of told it's disgusting. Remember Clarissa Explains It All? The mom was obsessed with tofu and because she was like a vegetarian. And
oh, that, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. And in the 90s, that was like really just like the grossest thing. And I just thought tofu was gross. And then, you know, you eat it cooked in a way that is appetizing and delicious. And you're like, wow, Nickelodeon screwed me over.
But do you know what did have a bad rap that I think actually might be earned? Because I totally agree with you about Brussels sprouts and tofu. Lima beans, I feel like have earned, like, I don't love a lima bean.
I don't know that I've ever really like had the opportunity to form an opinion.
Yeah.
When did you form an opinion about a lima bean?
That's a great question. I feel like sometime in adulthood they were served to me and I was like, lima bean, but that's the thing that everyone says is gross. And I tasted it and I was like, yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, they were right.
They were right.
For me, it's watching Doug, the cartoon show Doug on Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And they were the grossest food that was sort of like the running bit on Doug was liver and onions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that sounds rough.
And I'm to this day, I'm still like, no, I'm good. But again, liver and onions sounds like a poorly branded version of all the things I love at a Jewish deli. So I could be wrong. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
That one, yeah, that one just needs better PR.
Just better marketing. Just better marketing. This was a fun episode because I love hearing people's food opinions. And now I'm so excited that A, we have Chuck's Steakhouse in common. Yep. And B, you're going to get that cashew butter dupe and report back to the Trader Joe's heads who are also missing the cashew
you're
butter.
You're darn right I'm going to. Yeah, I can't wait. I wonder if there are any in the G-Thanks group who will know my pain of missing the cashew butter.
There will be a thread after you're done listening to this episode. Head over to the G-Thanks Facebook group. It is in the show notes. You have to answer all three questions before we let you in. Those are the rules. And I do make the rules. And those are them. But we will have a thread going about, you know, your own held food opinions. And, you know, I usually don't say this, but I want to see starts fight in the com. I want to see fights start in the comments.
Yeah,
you know,
let's
I want to see
let's
violence.
Let's be like it. Kids in elementary school who just yell fight, fight, fight over
yeah,
and over again
fight!
When two kids start fighting.
And like, yeah, exactly. And the dodgeball and like all that. It's going to happen. We deserve that as adults. Sally, as always, thank you for joining me and keep us posted on your cashew butter journey.
I will. I promise.
Your pilgrimage. And we will speak next week for another episode. And we'll put some Chuck Steakhouse time on the calendar. And anyone else, maybe we'll do our
first meetup.
Official meetup with
Chuck's.
At Chuck's.
That's not to like.
We'll all go to the salad bar. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-2255 0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/G-Thanks and Friends.